You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. We now continue our month-long look at Black art and Black artists in honor of Black History Month. And today, we have an actual work of art for your consideration. Detroit writer Desiree Cooper moved in with her elderly parents a few years ago to care for them through the crippling advance of dementia. Des recently read a short story about her experience on Stateside. But before we get to that reading, here she is talking about the first time her mother did not recognize Desiree as her daughter.
Oh, like, that's just a kick in the gut on a couple levels. First of all, that never stops being your mommy, and you're never not the daughter, the little girl. So to have your mother not recognize you as her child is awful. But here's the thing that got me most is that my mother's pride and joy, her aspiration, her vocation was motherhood. And she gave that 1,000%. So for her to look at a person that she gave birth to and raised and gave her all to and not recognize that person as the fruit of her, you know, literal labor and not recognize herself as the mother of that child was, whoa. I mean, she had not only forgotten me, she'd forgotten herself. And I almost just lost it. I mean, I've been at this now, and actually both of my parents have Alzheimer's. And so I moved in with them about 3.5 years ago. I left Detroit 30 years and moved in with them in the Virginia Beach area. And so it has been, you know, now I'm a little bit more hard-boiled, and the surprises keep coming. I guess I might just be a little bit more able to roll with what life is bringing now. That has been, I am a very type A person, and that has been slapped out of me in the last 3 years. There, you cannot be goal-oriented, task-oriented, what's going to happen, what's going to get done, and take care of two seniors with Alzheimer's at the same time. You have got to be a lot more zen about life. Yeah, so this is a piece of flash fiction that you will recognize is coming right out of my experience now, and it's called Waste Not. My parents are old and inert. Their bodies want only to be still. There's not much we can do for entertainment except sit here, and then for a change of scenery, sit there. When the weather is nice, and sometimes even when the rain is warm and gentle, I lift up the garage door and arrange the cushioned lawn chairs so that they can sit just inside the lip and watch the neighbors come and go. Sometimes we sip Cokes, sometimes we snack. Sometimes we have music, a little Motown or Boots Randolph to help us mark the time. But mostly we sit for hours and say nothing, or else listen to the rolling tide of my father's repetitious questions. I remember all those years when time was my enemy, invisible and cruel like gravity. It would barrel forward so furiously I had no idea where it went. As soon as I'd awaken, it would already feel blown. It passed in a gust of overwhelm. It had breath but no weight. It had seasons but no flavor. My parents and I are closer to the end of our lives than to the beginning. If anyone, we should know better than to throw away our uncertain measure that we have left. We should be scurrying and feathering, scrimping and stretching, but we aren't. Time now stretches languid in the humid afternoon, shimmering just above the hot asphalt. It tastes like caramel cake. It smells like pine needles in the rain. It looks like every second a different thing, as light goes a little higher, then lower, white, then yellow, then crimson, then indigo. We have learned something. Our days cannot be hoarded, only spent. And in these last luxurious hours, we are rich. We spend as much time as we want.
Detroit writer Desiree Cooper, she now lives in Virginia Beach with her elderly parents.